This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome back to another episode of our favorite Jinx podcast. I am your host, Cece, and I'm so excited to dive into chapter 18 with you guys today. This chapter has got me feeling all kinds of emotions, from surprise to confused to even maybe a little bit heartbroken. Let's jump right in. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal for Joshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Fujoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal for Joshi. The chapter starts with Kim Dan being worried about Jo Jae-kyung after their encounter with the gangsters. But Jo Jae-kyung has a very funny way, and he's really a witty guy, that he just brushes it off any of Dan's concerns and instead tells him to just look at himself, because if he really can see himself right now, he should be worrying more about himself, because he didn't even fight and Jae-kyung went to the fight, and Kim Dan looks like black and blue while there's not even a scratch on Jae-kyung's pretty little face. It turns out that the doctor that they were supposed to see at the medical checkup has already went home. He didn't wait for them at all. So they have to reschedule their appointment at the end of the day. Poor Dan, he is so frustrated at this point. But things take a surprising turn when Jo Jae-kyung reveals that he paid off all of Kim Dan's debt to the gangsters. What? This really caught me off guard. I mean, it's not like Jae-kyung has any obligations to help Dan out like this, but he did it anyway. And it just shows how much of a good guy he really is, even though he has a very snarky mouth. Dan is also surprised and grateful, but Jae-kyung's next move leaves him feeling a little confused. Jae-kyung tells Dan that he'll be staying with him from now on, taking care of all of his needs at home. He even teases Dan about getting a taste of a penthouse living. This is such a weird turn of events. I mean, I know Jae-kyung is a good guy and all, but why would he want to take care of Dan like this? It really doesn't make sense. The next day, Dan sits down for breakfast with Jae-kyung, who lays down some rules for their living arrangement. Dan needs to be accessible to Jae-kyung at all times, he can't steal anything, and he needs to be quiet since Jaekyung is a light sleeper. Dan starts to wonder if maybe Jaekyung feels sorry for him. But then he realizes that he's just a tool to help Jaekyung with his jinx. This is a bit heartbreaking, to be honest. I mean, Dan must have thought that he was making a genuine connection with Jaekyung, but now it seems like he's just a tool that's being used. So there you have it, folks. Chapter 18 of Jinx had some surprising twists and turns, leaving us feeling a little bit confused and heartbroken. But one thing's for sure, we can't wait to see what happens next. Tune in our next episode for more exciting updates on our favorite characters. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zealed Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zealed Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zealed Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zealed Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zealed Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.